not over, but I know there are more and more people who believe that it is over, his run, and that he may not ever win more than a major or two or maybe none.
Amazing.
Another guy who is not going to be playing in the Masters this year, joining us this morning on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Unless something has changed and I don't know about it, hopefully your back's okay, though, Jim Harris.
My back's fine. I'm not getting a whole lot of golf in. But I'm in good shape for the Masters if that invitation ever gets here. I don't think they can work me in among the amateurs, I guess. Not going to happen.
The only way I'm going to get
to... Ken Duke's there, though, thank goodness, right?
Yeah, you know, if maybe Ken Duke's caddy broke down the week before and his next 17 options weren't available.
I was going to say,
maybe one of us could get a shot at it. That'd be awesome.
Right. Then it gets down to Pat, you, me.
Here's what I know about that.
I'm sure Jay Fox would get called before us.
I saw Jay Fox the other day. He always drives by when I'm doing yard work, and I don't do yard work that often.
Does he ever stop and help?
No, he just usually heckles me.
Selfish, Jay.
Anyway, I know the only thing I know about caddying is when you walk with the clubs, they're supposed to be quiet, and that you don't hand the club to the guy takes the club. He hands it back to you. That's one thing Ken told us is that you don't pull the club out for me. I pull the club out. I'll hand it back to you to put back in the bag. That's
gotcha.
The one thing I.
What about the putter though?
That's it.
Certainly can pull the putter out.
I don't think so. Maybe that would be okay.
Well, I thought the one thing that you can do is the caddy is sort of like he asks for the 5-iron and you kind of stand there. You don't say anything.
Yeah.
You kind of have your hand on say the 6-iron. I mean, because the caddy's the guy that sort of senses the momentum and the adrenaline rush and keeps you. A good caddy like a Stevie Williams, keeps you.
Yeah, if you're a pro jock like Bill Murray and Caddyshack, and you've caddied for the Llama, pro jock. That's one thing. But if you're a slappy like us, Ken Duke's gonna look at you and go, "What are you, stupid or something? Get out of my way and let me get my 5-iron here, you idiot."
You want to keep carrying that bag? You give me. It's like 10 cups.
Yeah, give me another
ball.
Like
when Don Johnson's character wanted to lay up.
Not Don Johnson. It was Costner.
Come on. Huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're actually saying okay.
Yeah, remember when he wanted to lay up in the?
I was thinking when the caddy told him something. The caddy told didn't want to give him another ball because he kept hitting his 3-wood into the water.
No. This is when he told Don Johnson, "Man, you always lay up. Go for it. This is." I'll bet I can hit that with your 5-wood, and of course, he fires him on the spot.
Yeah,
and the movie just blows him. I'm gonna put that movie in tonight.
Yeah, that movie's grown on me. The first couple times I saw it, I didn't like it, mostly because it wasn't quite as good as Bull Durham. But the more I've seen,
the average guy movie review back. Did I miss something?
It's a pretty good flick. Anyway, we're talking golf. Pat, hang in there.
Jim, didn't like the love story.
Let's talk some NCAA tournament.
It's over, isn't it?
I don't have any idea. I've never been more
down the Gators.
I've never been more flummoxed over the Final Four picks than I am on this. I swear to you, I have no feel for either game. Oddly enough, I'm actually going to be in position to place a wager this weekend, and I have no idea which way to go. I may not bet on the games. I have no clue. And I don't normally have a clue, but I normally think I do. In this case, I have zero idea what I would want to bet. It's a hard tournament.
Do you believe that I have 3 of the 4, and Arizona was my 4th?
That's impressive.
I had a feeling about UConn. I liked them.
Really?
Wow, you got UConn?
I don't have them winning at all. I had them in the Final Four just because I liked their draw and I liked Shabazz Napier. I felt like a guy, an individual like that, is what really can carry a team at this point in the season, and he did exactly what I thought he was going to do. They're dead to rights against St. Joe, and, they pull that out. I think Florida gets them. I think Florida wins it. I think they get Wisconsin in the championship game. I think Kentucky's run's been good. I think Wisconsin maybe just has them in the final. I don't think it's an all SEC final. I think Scotty Wilbekin is certainly the kind of the Shabazz Napier sort of the Gators. Not quite as good, but certainly the glue of that team. But I think their defense is going to be enough to handle UConn, and they'll score enough points.
That guard matchup, it may be one of the most exciting guard matchups you're going to see in a long, long time.
I think, though, if I want to see more from Patrick Young this weekend than I did this past weekend. I thought Florida was extended a little bit because he really didn't provide the kind of offense I think he's capable of doing.
One of the interesting bets on this game, Jim, I mentioned it yesterday on the air. First of all, the over-under is very low. It's at 126.5, although both these teams apparently have been good under teams as far as, of course, because of the way they play defense. But the intriguing bet on this one, I think, is betting UConn on the money line. UConn is plus 260 on the money line. So you bet 100 to win 260.
Wow.
Straight up. And it's only, it's a 6.5-point line, so I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's about right. I mean, you look at their first meeting in Connecticut, you know, without Scotty Wilbekin, with a fluky rebound falling back to Napier and him hitting the game-winning shot at the buzzer. I mean, that was a long time ago. I think both teams are, you know, very deserving, playing great. I mean, we know that. I think it's going to be a great matchup. I think the other one, you know, it has a potential if Wisconsin gets the upper hand early to bore you, I think.
Yeah. Before we
I'd
move
like on, Willie Cauley-Stein to be back is what I really would like.
Which isn't happening. Yeah. Before we move on to that matchup, I want to talk. I did want to say, too, the early money is about even on against the spread in this UConn game. The money line is about even as well. It's 60-40 in favor of Florida with the money line, which means you'd get Florida even up, but you have to bet like $300 to get 100. But the interesting one to me is 71% of the money is on the over.
And the over-under number is what again?
It's 126.5. It's very low, so that'd be like a 63-64 game.
Yeah, and I think that – I would think the final would be something like, what's 65?
I think one of the teams would get to 70, right?
Whatever. I think first one to 65 wins.
Well, 65-65 gets you a – all I can do is pray for overtime. 65-65 gets you over, so – okay, Kentucky and Wisconsin, it's a 2-point line. Kentucky is favored again after being favored slightly against Michigan, which I thought was a little surprising. The over-under on this game is 139.5, much higher over-under. And the money line is much more narrow. Kentucky's minus 131 on the money line. Wisconsin's plus 113. There really is not any heavy money, I guess.
I can't see Wisconsin winning that game if it's up in the 70s or the high 60s.
What if they shoot a high percentage from three?
Yeah, they could do that. But I just think still, I think when they get the upper hand, they're going to milk. I mean, their offense is going to run 32 seconds off, you know.
Yeah.
I think when they get the upper hand in this game, just to not give Kentucky any kind of run out or breakout or something that might shift the momentum. Man, I don't know if I've seen that many dunks in a game since 1983, you know, since Five Slam at Jam in Louisville. The dunks
Lee.
In that Michigan game.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that?
That was impressive.
I think out of Kentucky's first 16 points, seemed like 14 of it came on a dunk.
I'm telling you, this is such a confounding matchup. Here's what's interesting to me. The odds on just the matchup of the game is only 6-5. The highest odds is Kentucky and Florida, and it's 6-5. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally you're going to get an overwhelming favorite matchup in the championship game. It's amazing. I mean, I just think this is an extremely confounding Final Four. And again, you throw in what seems to be a Florida team that's better.
Right.
But they lost to UConn earlier in the season, admittedly at UConn, and certainly they weren't 100% healthy. It's crazy. I mean, I think these matchups are tough.
You can look back on the tournament and look at a few teams that easily could have been in the Final Four and playing for a championship. So there's no any one of these four teams, I could see, after watching over this weekend, I could see either one of these four teams win the national championship easily. And you could throw Wichita State in there, Louisville in there, Michigan State in there. There's just it was so wide open. Very wide open.
I saw a note this morning.
See them all that wide open over Florida?
Could I see UConn beating Florida?
Any of those teams being better than what Florida has been since the tournament started.
Well, they're the favorite.
Yeah,
there's
I
no
mean,
question.
They look like it to you.
They've been playing
well. I mean,
as well as any. But you can't say Wisconsin's.
Well, they're not killing people. I mean, they won their last two games by 10, and their first game they didn't win impressively of the tournament.
No, but I mean, they have been absolutely superior beyond anything you could imagine over the last 6 minutes of every one of their games.
And you want to know why, though, Jim? And that goes back to Wilbekin. And Wilbekin has made tons of big shots.
Yeah.
Not saying he won't, but he's had to make tons of big shots, and just
right,
time after time, just tough shots.
We went through though.
Okay, I was just going to say
yeah.
The Dayton game. It was it not like 58-50 for about four of those last 6 minutes? I mean, no one scored.
Yeah, we went through the numbers yesterday.
Yeah.
Neither team shot especially well, but they shot like 43%. I mean, they're not exactly lighting it up. Yeah, they're not lighting it up offensively. They allowed 47%, I think, from Dayton. They're not exactly – they're doing some things that would have me worried. I want to make them an obvious favorite. Initially, I'm going, they're going to win by 20 Saturday. But I have no idea. I mean, I think they could easily be beaten. It would not surprise me even a little bit. I got no feel for these games.
Well, and I also think this. If Kentucky makes the final, and it's Kentucky and Florida, I mean, I'm thinking it's Florida, Wisconsin. But if it is Florida and Kentucky, I can see Kentucky getting them this time. Each game, it's been a little better.
Yeah.
You know, you had a 1-point game in Atlanta. I think the Twins have come leaps and bounds from even say when Arkansas won at Lexington. I mean, those guys have finally gelled. They're really, I mean, to me, they're the difference in Kentucky. And with every team that's in here, I mean, they've all got exceptional guards. That's what everybody talks about with Arkansas. I mean, why isn't Arkansas back yet? I mean, you don't have exceptional guards. You've got to have the Corey Beck kind of guy. Well, with these guys, I mean, you've got – I mean, the Twins are playing great for Kentucky. Wilbekin is just you know, head and shoulders above most. Shabazz is carrying UConn. So, I mean, I forget the kid's name for Wisconsin. I mean, not the big kid, but the guard, you know, hits the threes too. But
they got a couple of them.
They've got
Ben Bruce,
really smart backcourt. All of them are.
Well, they can all shoot it. They can all put it on the ground just enough to get in the paint and kick it up for three. It's almost like a lot of those guys at Wisconsin are interchangeable. And then you look at just the matchups for, of course, Kaminsky's for Wisconsin.
Well,
Kaminsky
may be the what do you call it? Not the fly in the ointment. He's the one big man out there that they can kick out. He can take his guy out away from the basket, and you got to guard him.
Yeah.
And they can kick it out to him and score. I mean, you're not going to get that from, Patrick Young or Yegetti, or you're not going to really get that from Randall at Kentucky, none of their bigs. You're not going to really get that from UConn's bigs. So, really, Wisconsin has that kind of Dwight Stewart-like guy, that you got to account for.
Well, what separates Kaminsky is the fact that he can score in the paint. He can rebound and score. If he could never score in the paint, his jump shot would be null and void for him.
I heard Billis talking about him yesterday. He said he's got great balance and he's thick downstairs. He's got thick legs, so he can root guys out.
That's what matters with a big man. Everyone wants to celebrate a big man who can shoot. We get a bunch of little guys who can shoot. A big guy that can shoot is valuable only when he can score as efficiently inside the paint.
That's true. He has to be able to do it both. And see, he can go outside, and if you counter with somebody who can cover him out there, it's probably going to be a lesser defender inside, and he'll just take that guy inside, and he'll get his 20 to 28.
Hey, I would have loved to see Willie Cauley-Stein match up with him, because Cauley-Stein can move. He can move those feet for a big boy.
He can get out there and defend and make you
shoot over
him.
Yeah.
I think it was when it's all said and done, the only thing I'm going to look back is on this tournament is how unfair. There were a lot of things that were unfair about the selection, but it was really unfair to Wichita.
Yeah.
And it was unfair because this committee was basically clueless. They had no idea how talented different teams were. I always was thinking Kentucky. they weren't the 28th or 27th ranked team in the country, I don't care that they lost. I mean, five of their losses are to Florida and Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a 28-5 team without those. They were an all-freshman team. I mean, you can't sit there and say that's the 8th seed. I mean, you know, it was really an unfair blow to Wichita, who you think is the second seed in the tournament, I guess, behind Florida, to get that good of a second-round pairing. It's just not right.
There were definitely a lot of missed seeds in this tournament. You could look back and...
And I'm still going to contend that Missouri should have been in the tournament. I know they didn't go any further in the NIT. I think people should quit comparing what teams have done in the NIT. I just don't think the same intensity is there with many of these teams at all. But I think that Missouri probably did enough with their non-conference schedule, and they won half their games in the SEC. And they beat Arkansas twice to probably get a bid. And then if you are given the SEC five bids, I think Arkansas did enough now, if you look back at it, to beat probably the 11th seed, where Tennessee wasn't an 11th seed. They were way better than that. And, you know, they probably deserved to be an 8th seed and Kentucky a 5th seed or something.
Yeah. Jim, real quick before we let you go, thoughts on Jimmy Dykes?
Thoughts on Jimmy Dykes. Yeah, he's a pretty good announcer. I like him. I like it when he does Arkansas games. What are we talking about? What do you mean? What? What did Dykes do lately?
What do you think? Doc Harper wrote for Sporting Life Arkansas.
You're saying with women's basketball matters?
Doc Harper wrote for SportingLifeArkansas.com yesterday or 2 days ago. He said, this is the time to do this. I think just the opposite. This is absolutely not the time to take a shot on a guy that may or may not work out, that is not a clear, safe...
Wait, now you're thinking it's not the time?
No. Because
okay,
yes, he says it's the time. And my thing is, with all the other programs that are struggling, to me, you got to go out and get a guy that... And to me, you've seen it. Good coaches, great coaches, consistently win in women's basketball. I mean, and there are about 15 coaches that people have been, great hire.
Okay, here's the deal. Who are they going to hire that were going to make you even ask me what I think about it? You know, I mean, if they had a name, Alisa Smith from Weber State as the new head coach at Arkansas, would anybody care? Here's the deal. They got the SEC tournament coming here next year at Verizon Arena.
Right.
This guy will do nothing if he doesn't sell this program and get people excited about it again, the same way it was about 11 years ago, when Arkansas had a really good turnout. You know, Gary Blair was coaching, and Arkansas supported this tournament. Tennessee and LSU did too, but Arkansas had some support. With Susie Gardner on down, I mean, there was nobody to the last two times that the SEC came here. I think people will care about basketball again. For when we will watch at least the results every game next year to find out, did Dykes and Arkansas win or not? And I would guess that had it not been him, there would still be nobody caring about it.
Well, there are. I mean, I think with the facilities and the...
You know how many people they're drawing up there?
No, none. I know.
Really?
No, I do know. Yeah, I know how many they're getting.
They have 19,000 empty seats.
No, I know. And I will. You know, the one thing Doc pointed out that was kind of interesting is they got more at their last gymnastics meet than they got the last five women's basketball games combined. But again, you got a losing program, so that's not surprising. When the men weren't winning,
more at the announcement for Dykes than there was at most of the game.
Maybe so. When they're not winning, though, people don't turn out. And that's men's basketball, that's football, that's anything.
What's the expectation? I like to see Jimmy being hired because I think he's going to do about as good a job as he could in the situation. I just don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I think without him having been a head coach in the women's basketball game, he's about as smart as can be. He's a great communicator, and he's gonna do what's right by the players. I just don't know. When people talk about selling tickets, it's like, well, what are you satisfied with? There's not going to get 20,000 in there. I mean, if they go 1,500 to 4,000, is that going to move your needle? You know what I mean? Is that what?
I mean, that's going to help them a little bit. But here's
with
the deal: they do not need to be. And I don't mean to go over here, but I want to tell you that the previous head coach did not even visit Tyler Scaife. He didn't spend a minute trying to recruit her. Now, he had some assistants that did. And he can call in and debate that. But her parents said they never even spoke to him.
Right.
They let Tyler Skaife get away. They let Roschon Johnson get away. I mean, those are two all-freshman teams in their conference. Freshman player of the year in the AAC for Tyler Skaife. You can't let this kind of talent get away from Arkansas like the coaches have done in the last 10 years. And I think that if Dykes will face this, he'll face some negative recruiting from these coaches coming in going, hey, he hasn't ever coached. You don't know what he's going to be like. You're not sure you want to play for him,
right.
All that. He's going to have to get over that with his first year. But I think he knows basketball as well as anybody you can bring in the room.
I don't question that. I mean, his knowledge of the game and his contacts and everything else is not to be questioned, I don't think. But here's my deal, Jim. We live in Arkansas. We live in our little Arkansas bubble. If this had happened in any other program in the SEC, we'd all be scratching our heads or laughing, one of the two.
I agree.
So that's the way I got to look at it.
And
if you're going to look on an outside looking in.
I think that Jeff Long is silly to say that if Dykes came in and said, hey, I'd like to be a candidate for your job, you'd hire him right then. I don't think there's any school that could possibly think that. But at Arkansas, it's a different situation. He's an Arkansas grad. He's an Arkansas guy. He will sell Arkansas. And hey, if it doesn't necessarily work out in basketball, I could see him still hanging around there and being assistant AD or possibly the next AD after Long. I mean,
I will say this. You know, at my alma mater, Jim, a guy that was a high-level player and hung around the NBA for an extended period of time, he ends up going into the front office in the NBA, never coached a second. And there were a lot of people scratching their heads about Hoiberg being hired at Iowa State when he came there. And I think, by all accounts, he's done a pretty good job of.
Oh, he's terrific.
That was a little different, though.
He's back at his alma mater. It's similar in that he's never coached.
I got no issue with Jimmy Dykes. I think he is smart enough. He is going to be a success in no matter what he chooses. My question is, he had my dream job. Why did he leave my dream
job? That's what you're bitter about.
Okay.
And he can't get past that.
Listen, with Hoiberg, the reason why Hoiberg is going to be successful, he's got the connections where he needs the connections. You know what that is? Getting kids to his program. He stayed within basketball. He knows how to manage people, and he knows how to sell the program, and he's got connections with these AAU coaches. With Jimmy Dykes, I know he's going to be successful because he's the kind of guy that's going to figure it out. What do I got to do to figure it out to be successful? I can't believe he went from that job to now 24/7, 365 days. Every year, he is on call, essentially.
We'll see how it shakes out. Jim, I appreciate the time. We'll talk soon. So your national champion is whom? You going with Florida?
I'm going with Florida.
All right.
With the Gators.
That's probably the right pick. We'll see. Jim, thanks,
Jim.
Man.
See you guys.
SportingLifeArkansas.com. That's where you can find
what,
Jim
Justin?
And the other guys from Sporting Life. Yes.
You